Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Search and rescue efforts still underway in Florida, almost a week after Hurricane Ian barreled ashore. At least 71 people are known dead in Florida, four others in North Carolina. The sheriff of hard-hit Lee County, Florida, Carmine Marcino, has this blunt warning for anybody thinking about looting flooded, abandoned homes.
They might be able to walk into someone's home. They might. But they will. They will be carried out.
President Biden visits Florida on Wednesday. He was in Puerto Rico yesterday. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Puerto Rico, where tens of thousands remain without power and water 2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona caused massive flooding and 5 years after Hurricane Maria devastated the territory.
They haven't been taken very good care of. They've been trying like hell to catch up from the last hurricane.
The president's pledged the government will not abandon Puerto Rico, where 44% of its 3.2 million people live below the poverty line. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Three scientists won the Nobel Prize in Physics this morning for their work on quantum information science. What's that? Well, experts say it can have applications in the field of encryption, for example. And the winners are Alain Aspect, John F. Clauser, and Anton Zeilinger. In Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, they're giving evacuation centers potassium iodine pills in case of a nuclear strike on the city. Russia's made threats. Experts say those pills can help block harmful radiation in some cases. North Korea fired a ballistic missile over Japan this morning, forcing Japan to issue evacuation notices. This is a nuclear-capable weapon. This is AP News.
Curious about the weather? The Lee Weather Team hosts Across the Sky, a fast-paced weekly podcast that tackles hot topics and cold, plus what's trending in meteorology, science, and climate. Join Matt Holliner, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Trump is suing CNN. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The price tag on the lawsuit, $475 million. That is how much ex-President Donald Trump says CNN should have to pay him for defaming him. The suit is filed in federal court in Florida and centers on the phrase, the big lie, referring to Trump's false claims of widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election that put Joe Biden in the White House. However, numerous federal and local officials in both parties, as well as the court, former campaign officials, and even Trump's own attorney general have said there was no such fraud. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The average price of a new car last month, listen to this, $45,622, the fourth highest monthly price on record, according to J.D. Power. Auto loan interest rates hit 5.7%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. On Monday, another team was added to baseball's postseason club. The Phillies wrapped up the final National League playoff spot when it blanked Houston 3-0. DH Bryce Harper.
This is the plan, right? This is the goal to do this, but this is step one as well. And we all know that.
In that game, Aaron Nola threw 6 2/3 innings of no-hit ball. The Philadelphia victory rendered moot the Brewers' come-from-behind 6-5 win over Arizona in 10 innings. Milwaukee designated hitter Christian Yelich.
We had opportunity after opportunity, and, you know, we just couldn't capitalize.
The Braves know they are in the postseason and had a chance to clinch the National League Eastern Division title Monday, but they fell to Miami 4-0. Second baseman Austin Riley.
I'm not worried whatsoever, so I'm excited to get some sleep tonight and get kind of regroup and get back after it.
Atlanta's magic number remains at 1. No playoff berth was on the line, but Albert Pujols hit his 703rd home run as the Cardinals lost to Pittsburgh 3-2. That big fly enabled the 42-year-old Pujols to break a tie with Babe Ruth for second place in career RBIs. Meanwhile, Aaron Nola wasn't the only guy who flirted with a no-hitter on Monday. Skipper Aaron Boone lifted his starter after Luis Severino threw seven hitless innings in a 3-1 win at Texas.
It was a good decision. You know, I don't want to go out there and hurt myself and not be good for the postseason. You know, we're looking for the bigger picture.
Pro football, the 49ers have their way with the Rams 24-9. San Francisco quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was reminded his team has won seven consecutive regular season games over the Rams.
You'd like to have the confidence that you can beat them, but I mean, we've had some dogfights against these guys. That's a good football team.
In other pro football news, concussed Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has been ruled out for Sunday's game at the New York Jets. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 5 years after it was devastated by Hurricane Maria, President Biden is in Puerto Rico, 2 weeks after getting hit hard by Hurricane Fiona.
Quite frankly, it's pretty extraordinary when you're looking from afar, and you deserve every bit of help your country can give you.
And President Biden said things will be different in this administration.
After Maria, Congress approved billions of dollars for Puerto Rico, much of it not having gotten here initially. We're going to make sure you get every single dollar promised. And I'm determined to help Puerto Rico build faster than in the past and stronger and better prepared for the future.
The president announced the administration will provide $60 million to help Puerto Rico be better prepared for future storms. The president will be in Florida Wednesday to see damage from Hurricane Ian. Commissioner Mark Glass with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says they've been very busy.
Current missions include search and rescue, recovery, power and infrastructure restoration and security.
It's not just Florida. Norfolk and Virginia Beach in Virginia declared states of emergency as they watched to see how bad high tides could be. Coastal flooding is possible from North Carolina's Outer Banks to Long Island. Wall Street is roaring into October. Stocks are higher at the close after big losses in September. More turbulence for markets could be ahead when the latest update on jobs hits on Friday. Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive, advancing in the very areas Russia is trying to absorb. Prosecutors are saying at the opening of the most serious case to reach trial in the Capitol riot, the founder of the Oath Keepers extremist group, Stuart Rhodes, and four associates planned for an armed rebellion to stop the transfer of presidential power. An attorney for Rhodes argued prosecutors built their case on cherry-picked evidence, like messages and videos, and Oath Keepers were not involved with violence during the riot. This is AP News. Today, Apple Music hits a big milestone. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the number.
You have 100 million songs to choose from on Apple Music. To put that milestone in perspective, in 2003, Apple's iTunes offered 200,000 songs. Apple says 20,000 musicians release tracks on its service every day from places like Japan, Ghana, Colombia, and South Korea in 350 languages and dialects. 40% of the songs are in English. Apple says its top 1,000 songs make up just 10% of the plays, indicating that listeners are exploring older music. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Bono's next tour will be without U2 and without a new album to support. He will instead be promoting his memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, which comes out November 1st. The 62-year-old superstar will visit 14 cities in November, starting at the Beacon Theater in Manhattan, November 2nd. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
The Supreme Court has opened a historic new term.
That is, in fact, actually...
Mr. Schiff, isn't the issue what Congress would have intended?
For the first time, the High Court has a black female justice, and Ketanji Brown Jackson quickly jumped into oral arguments in a water rights case. It's the first session since the court issued a landmark abortion rights ruling, and the first with the public in the room since before the virus pandemic. In coming months, the court will take up elections and religious rights cases. It's also accepted one seeking to hold social media companies financially responsible for terror attacks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kim Kardashian agrees to pay $1.26 million to settle Securities and Exchange Commission charges linked to a crypto promotion on her Instagram. The SEC says Kim Kardashian did not disclose she was getting paid $250,000 to promote Emacs tokens on her Instagram account. Commission laws make it clear those types of compensated promotions must be disclosed. The reality star also agreed not to promote any crypto asset securities for 3 years. A lawyer for the businesswoman says Kardashian wanted to get this matter behind her to avoid a protracted dispute. Bitcoin has given up more than half its value this year, tumbling from almost $46,000 today to around $19,000. Andrew Lloyd Webber's newest musical, now called Bad Cinderella, heads to Broadway. Previews of the musical at the Imperial Theater begin February 17th, starring Lanady Hanau as Bad Cinderella.
I am Bad Cinderella, flying high in the sky.
It features a brand new score from Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's had a show running on Broadway since 1979. His Phantom of the Opera closes right before Bad Cinderella previews. Lloyd Webber hopes his fairy tale has a better ending on Broadway than it did in London, where Cinderella closed less than a year after opening and suffered heavy losses, particularly when COVID scrambled its run. Julie Walker, New York.
Actor and activist Sachin Littlefeather, who declined Marlon Brando's Academy Award in 1973, has died of breast cancer, according to her family. She was 75. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. When Marlon Brando won the Oscar for The Godfather, he sent Sachin Littlefeather in his place. She wore a buckskin dress and spoke in protest of the portrayal of Native Americans on screen. She got a mix of applause and boos. Littlefeather told reporters in 2010 after the ceremony at Brando's house, it got worse.
I said, gee, there's bullet holes here. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I said, I wonder if these bullets were meant for me or you.
Just in the past few weeks, the Film Academy apologized to Littlefeather and held an evening of healing and celebration in her honor. She accepted the apology.
In this week's Religion Roundup, Jewish pilgrims gather in Ukraine despite the war. Brazil's president exhorts evangelicals to help keep him in office. And the Vatican imposes disciplinary sanctions on a Nobel Peace Prize-winning bishop. Thousands of Hasidic Jewish pilgrims ignore travel warnings and flock to central Ukraine to mark the Jewish New Year. The pilgrims travel from Israel and other countries to the small city of Uman, the burial site of a respected Hasidic rabbi who died in 1810. About 23,000 pilgrims were in Uman on Sunday.
Eu não admito legalizar drogas em nosso país.
Brazil's President Bolsonaro waged an all-out campaign to shore up the crucial evangelical vote ahead of the October 2nd elections. Evangelicals helped carry him to power in 2018, and he tapped members of their churches for important ministries and for a Supreme Court nomination. Influential pastors and politicians are warning their followers that the race's frontrunner, leftist former President Lula, would close Christian churches. The Vatican says it imposed disciplinary sanctions on Nobel Peace Prize-winning Bishop Carlos Bello following allegations that he sexually abused boys in East Timor in the 1990s. The Vatican spokesman says the office that handles sex abuse cases received allegations concerning the bishop's behavior in 2019 and within a year had imposed sanctions. AP Vatican correspondent Nicole Winfield says many questions remained about the bishop's role in the church over the past two decades.
After 2002, though, when he retired, it seems like he almost fell off the map. It's as if he disappeared. If he was under some kind of Vatican sanction in those years, that would explain this very low profile that he had.
The announced sanctions include limitations on Bello's movements and ministry and prohibit him from having voluntary contact with minors or contact with East Timor. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.